All systems are operational.
Where were you? Brought to you by TakeMyVoice.com.
What we're going to do right here is go back.
This is the Wayback Machine. We're traveling through time.
Way back. Back into time.
3, 2, 1. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Get back in time.
Where were you? September 14th, 1966. In the news, the Defense Department has raised the October draft quota by 3,000 men to a total of 49,200. It's the highest monthly quota since President Johnson announced last year that U.S. military manpower would be increased to meet Vietnam War commitments. At a national news preview, Chevrolet unveiled its answer to Ford's Mustang, the Camaro. The company says it should restore Chevy's position in the small car field. At the movies, an unrepentant ladies' man gradually begins to understand the consequences of his lifestyle.
I was having a beautiful little life. There was this manageress of a dry cleaners, and I was getting a suit cleaned in the bargain.
Michael Caine and Shelley Winters star in Alfie.
Do you love me?
What can I say when you ask? You shouldn't ask, you know. I'll tell you when I feel like it.
Wednesday Night TV features the season premiere of Green Acres. In tonight's episode, while trying to solve Hooterville's bug problem, Oliver decides to rent a crop dusting plane from a local airplane service, only to find out that it's run by Mr. Haney.
I came to see the Wright brothers.
You're looking at them.
What?
I just bought them out, lock, stock, and airplane.
I should have known.
You sure should have. Is there anything I can do for you?
Nothing.
Mr. Douglas, you gonna let them little bing bugs bing the valley to pieces?
Well,
I got a perfect plane for crop dusting.
Oliver, I'm not going to let you do this.
Lisa, I promised. Have you got a slow-flying single-engine job?
This is your lucky day. Have a look.
And on the radio, at number one, You Can't Hurry Love from the Supremes.
Mama said you can't hurry love. No, you just have to wait. She said love don't come easy. It's a game of give and take.
I'm Scott Fortney, and that's where we were today in 1966.
Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Where were you?
TakeMyVoice.com.